The legal landscape for healthcare is changing in the United States, and the risk for advanced practitioners is increasing more and more. And as the scope of practice for nurse practitioners, physician assistants, CRNAs, and other providers continue to expand, the liability grows as well. So if you're an NP, PA, CRNA, RN, esthetician, or any other type of ancillary provider, what's the best way to be covered for malpractice insurance? Should you carry your own policy or accept the insurance being provided by your employer? And what if you're self-employed, doing 1099 or locums work? Well, today we'll help address these questions and more to help you understand malpractice insurance for advanced practitioners. Stay tuned. Welcome to Malpractice Insights, the show dedicated to helping healthcare professionals understand medical malpractice insurance and providing you with the solutions you need so that you can get back to the work of practicing good medicine. My name is Jennifer Wiggins, CEO of Aegis Malpractice Solutions, and I'm so glad you've joined us today. All right, let's jump in. So when it comes to malpractice insurance for advanced practitioners and ancillary healthcare providers, there are three ways they can be covered, and each of these options have varying costs and levels of protection. Let's look at each option along with the pros and cons. The first way to cover allied providers is through coverage under the supervising physician. Most malpractice insurance carriers will allow registered nurses, medical assistants, estheticians, therapists, X-ray, ultrasound, and surgical techs, and other medical staff to be covered under their supervising physician at no cost. However, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, CRNAs, midwives, and other providers with a larger scope of practice are often excluded. While it's beneficial to have this shared limit option available, keep in mind that shared limits means just that. The policy limits are shared among everyone under the policy. So if a physician has a $1 million policy limit and a claim names him or her, their RN, the medical assistant, and their receptionist, then everyone shares in the $1 million of coverage. This shared limit option also generally limits the coverage to work done on behalf of the employer, so an RN would not be covered for any moonlighting or outside work, only the work done within the scope of their duties for that particular supervising physician or employer. When an allied provider leaves a practice, they do not need to purchase tail insurance, since they were sharing this policy with their supervising physician. However, it is the supervising physician's duty to maintain continuous coverage and take care of the tail insurance at some point in time in the future, unless it's an occurrence policy. So the pros of this option are no cost, and it's an easy way to cover most of your staff. The cons of this option are only certain types of allied providers can be covered. It usually won't cover advanced practitioners such as NPs, PAs, etc., and it only allows for shared limits. The second way to cover mid-level staff is coverage under the employer or corporation. Corporate malpractice insurance coverage provides a wider range of protection for allied providers in a group. Most malpractice insurance carriers will allow all classes of allied professionals to be insured under the corporate policy. This is beneficial to the doctors because they are no longer sharing their individual policy limits with their staff, but rather it provides a separate set of limits to cover the entity and all non-physician staff working under it. Corporate malpractice insurance costs are also very minimal. For a single physician practice, the corporate malpractice insurance is generally only 10% of their individual premium. So if you're a doctor who pays $15,000 per year, then the cost for a corporate malpractice insurance policy for you will probably only be around $1,500. For groups, the corporate cost is around 10% of the top five physicians' premiums combined. So in this example, let's say that we have a group of 10 doctors, and they each pay $10,000 a year for their malpractice insurance. The corporate malpractice insurance cost would be $5,000. So $10,000 premium times 5 doctors equals $50,000 times 10%. The corporate malpractice insurance policy extends coverage on a shared limits basis, and coverage is generally limited to the acts done within the scope of employment. When an allied provider leaves a practice, they typically do not need to purchase tail insurance since they were sharing the policy with their employer. However, it is the employer's duty to maintain continuous coverage and take care of the tail insurance at some point in the future, again, unless it's an occurrence policy. So the pros of this option are, it carves out the allied providers so there is no eroding of the physician's policy limits. The cons of this option are, it does have a cost, although minimal, and it only allows for shared limits. The third way to cover mid-level staff is through individual coverage. Allied providers can secure their own individual malpractice insurance, which gives them their own policy and unique set of limits, so they're not sharing with anyone else. This option provides more coverage than a shared limit option, since the individual provider has a policy all to themselves. The group may control the policy, or the individual provider may choose to pay for it on their own. An employer-controlled policy often means that the coverage will be limited to only the work done for that employer. Mid-level providers that work as independent contractors, 1099s, or locums may want to carry their own policy to have the flexibility of managing their own coverage. If you are a self-employed nurse practitioner, physician assistant, or CRNA, you'll likely want to carry your own individual insurance policy so that you can practice when and where you want with no limitations. Individual policies will have a premium cost, although there are often discounts available for those working part-time. The pros for this option are, there is a separate coverage for the advanced practitioner, so there's no eroding of limits for the physician, the corporation, or other providers in the group. And it allows the provider to go anywhere and work where they want, and usually one policy can cover all of their activities. The cons of this option are, there is a cost, either paid by the employer or paid by the practitioner themselves. So, how do you decide which coverage option is right for you? Well, it depends on several factors, including the state you're practicing in, your budget, and your risk tolerance. For small startup practices, shared limits coverage is common. It's an economical way to extend coverage to mid-level providers in the group while the number of exposures is relatively low. But as the practice grows and expands, it is wise to consider separate coverage options to spread the risk out so not to exhaust the limits. It's also important to be cognizant of the policy limits, particularly for shared limit policies. A corporate malpractice insurance policy sharing $1 million in limits is very different than a corporate malpractice insurance policy sharing only $200,000 in limits. State nuances, hospital requirements, and other factors may also affect the type of coverage option that you'll select. In Indiana, for example, the Patient Compensation Fund requires that all independent ancillary providers, or IAPs, carry their own individual malpractice insurance unless they are employed by a hospital or a nursing home. This includes dentists, psychologists, podiatrists, optometrists, nurse practitioners, nurse midwives, certified registered nurse anesthetists, physician assistants, clinical nurse specialists. In Indiana, these providers cannot share a limit with a physician or a corporation. They must be separately insured. Deciding on the right form of malpractice coverage for allied healthcare providers can be tricky, but there are experts available to help you talk through your options. A knowledgeable malpractice insurance agent can simplify the process for you and explain all of the available coverage options so that you can find the right malpractice solution that's right for you. If you have any questions on this topic or you want to make sure that you're covered appropriately, click the link in the description box below where you can connect with us via phone, email, or chat today. And if you're listening, please visit us online at aegismalpractice.com. That's A-E-G-I-S. malpractice.com. This is Jennifer Wiggins. Thanks for joining us.